Would you like to hazard a guess or a prediction as to what the typical non-protocol upfront therapy is going to be in 3 to 5 years?
I think in 3 to 5 years, it'll either be FCR or FBR, depending on what comes up. But there doesn't appear to be anything better. We've added mitoxantrone to the FCR in patient populations and haven't found any benefit. We've tripled the dose of rituximab without any benefit. So our conclusion is the FCR is the platform that we'll continue to build on. The other agent which is emerging quite impressively is lenalidomide. And the first group to report the activity of this was the group from Roswell Park, Dr. Shenan Khan, demonstrating a response rate of around about 45 to 50% in relapse refractory patients. The dose was the 25 milligram per day for 3 weeks with 1 week off. And we started at a lower dose of 10 milligram per day continuously. And our response rate is somewhat lower, being about 35%. But in fact, it's better tolerated at the lower dose and in relapse situations. And so that comparison to the schedule have been put in place. Unfortunately, when the high dose was used for early patients, they developed tumor lysis syndromes and led to deaths of some patients. So that introduction up front is challenging. And it's also challenging to know how we should blend this in with other chemoimmunotherapy programs. The programs that we have in place at the present time, lenalidomide for initial therapy of patients over the age of 65 at 5 milligram per day. We have a minimal residual disease protocol that goes on for a 3-month period. And we also have a protocol in relapse with Revlimid or lenalidomide together with rituximab. And I know a number of investigators around the country and over in Europe are doing the combination program as well. I think the other area of active interest is what about the other antibodies? And one which is active against CD23 is lumiliximab. And this had modest activity as a single agent, but when it was combined with FCR, it appears to increase the complete response rate. So that this is a study, a randomized comparisons of FCR or FCR with lumiliximab that is being put into play. The other areas of interest really are the antibodies, not rituximab, but against CD20. And there are a number that are coming out, and the one that's furthest along probably is the ofatumumab, the completely human antibody from Denmark. And this has demonstrated clear activity as a single agent in both CLL and lymphoma. And it's now being investigated in fludarabine and alemtuzumab refractory patients or fludarabine refractory patients with bulky lymph node disease to see if it has additional activity. And there are now combinations of FC together with ofatumumab under investigation.